KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
Reno Tahoe International Airport, a very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. Glad you're with us here from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Our top local stories this hour, a deadly hit and run this morning in Reno. Coming up where this happened. Was the earthquake on a known fault directly ahead? Why seismologists in Reno say the trembler we felt is just a little different. And Elko deals with a murder-suicide that left an 11-year-old dead inside their own airport. On the way, what the community there is saying. FM News Talk time, it is 12:06, and if you are just stepping in, it's our top local story. A woman is dead after a hit-and-run crash this morning. Reno police say this went down just before 5 off Kitski near Linden and Gentry. The victim was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. No word on who hit her or what the suspect looked like. Well, fallout from this past week's earthquake that happened near Fallon.
I started to feel the ground motion a little bit, and from where I was, it felt like very kind of slow rolling waves, and I actually felt a little bit nauseous, and that's when I was like, oh boy, an earthquake.
Karen Bogolub with the Nevada Seismologist Laboratory at UNR.
I started to feel the ground motion a little bit, and from where I was, it felt like very kind of slow rolling waves, and I actually felt a little bit nauseous, and that's when I was like, oh boy, an earthquake.
And now the lab is in full investigation mode.
Our field team started getting ready last night. They started packing up equipment to go out into the field today to deploy those two additional instruments.
She tells KTVN TV Channel 2 there's been over 270 aftershocks in the area, getting closer to a new superintendent. Intended for Washoe Schools.
Took a pretty significant leap forward of identifying the deputy superintendent as a very strong candidate.
And that's board president Adam Mayberry, who says Tiffany McMaster would be an excellent choice for schools chief.
Level of stability and consistency, remove any uncertainty. The deputy has worked alongside the superintendent during this period where we have made remarkable gains academically.
The school board also approved a 10-year capital improvement plan, which would mean rehabbed swings, more shade, picnic areas, and an overhaul for Sparks Middle School. To the latest now on that murder-suicide at Elko's Airport, we're learning more about how this all went down. 37-year-old Giovanni Perez killed his 11-year-old son inside the terminal bathroom before turning the gun on himself.
We do find some paperwork inside the vehicle that we believe Mr. Perez had some mental health issues. So we are exploring that. But other than that, we don't have a motive as to why he went into the bathroom and did what he did.
Lieutenant Shane Daz with Elko Police. The father and son were not from Elko, but the impact of the shooting, well, it's impacting the entire city.
This is a tragic incident. Nobody wants to see this. I definitely didn't expect this 22 years ago when I started in this career, and I hope in the next 3 years before I retire, I'd never see it again.
The airport was closed for about a day. The single flight Elko has to Salt Lake City was canceled. A 6,000-seat soccer stadium linked with a more than 300-room hotel, casino, and shops. That's the plan developers want to see as part of something called the Boulevard Reno, which they are slating for Kitski and Peckham. The permits filed for the project say it would span about 28 acres. It would redevelop multiple parcels into a walkable destination with sports, dining, entertainment, and hospitality uses. FM News Talk Election Center, another local leader makes his pick for Nevada governor.
Governor Lombardo is a fine gentleman. He and I go way back, obviously, while he was sheriff down in Clark County. We've worked together on many, many projects. Governor Lombardo has a real sincere interest in public safety, health, and welfare.
And that's Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong endorsing Governor Lombardo. Nevada's primary, by the way, is June 9th. A majority of American farmers say they will not be able to purchase enough fertilizer this year.
That's according to a new survey from the American Farm Bureau Federation that found 70% of farmers said fertilizer is too expensive. There are differences by region, with 80% of southern farmers saying they can't afford it, compared to just under 50% in the Midwest. Since the start of increased tensions in the Middle East, fertilizer prices have gone up 30%. I'm at Mattinson.
Other news that we are following around the state. There are new details about a deadly shooting. A Metro police officer under arrest after he allegedly made death threats to several victims over the past few years. Investigators in Las Vegas say Jason De La Garrig made specific death threats and claimed to have a so-called kill list. Police say the intended targets were in several states. They think the suspect was planning to kill them. He's been with the department for over 25 years and was assigned to the Airport Bureau. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:11. Now with more, here's Phil.
We've got a change in the weather coming. Much colder for Thursday, windy ahead of that, but still looking for...
Looking pretty darn good on the roadways right now. No collisions to tell you about. The only thing going on is a broken down vehicle down in Beatty. I do want to remind you that Mill Street in Reno, between 580 and Wells Avenue, it is very busy because of construction. And if you're headed northbound on Kitsky approaching Mill, expect a wait of up to 10 minutes during busy peak times. You'll want to avoid that area if you can. Use 580 as an alternate route. It is 55 degrees in Sparks, 53 in Carson City, 60 degrees in Wellington, 46 degrees up at South Lake Tahoe, and that's your traffic.
We've got a change in the weather coming. Much colder for Thursday, windy ahead of that, but still looking for mild weather by the weekend. And a hard freeze coming on Friday morning. Temperatures dropping well into the 20s. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Right after the new news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk. Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985. Or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Wednesday, April 15th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. They're looking for skilled CNC operators, machinists, and electricians. These positions require access to export-controlled technology and technical data as defined in the Export Administration Regulations and/or the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. These positions also require applicants meet the definition of U.S. person and provide evidence of such. Please bring your proof of U.S. person status by bringing your birth certificate, U.S. citizen ID card, permanent resident card, or your U.S. passport to the interview. If hired, you'll get benefits starting day one and the leading wages in the area. Do work that matters. Join Chromalloy. Don't miss the job fair in Carson City, 3636 Arrowhead Drive, this Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m.
Up to the minute news at the top and bottom of every hour. 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk.
Hi, this is Gary Great. For over 25 years, my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy has been the premier training facility in Northern Nevada, producing 48 certified Gracie Jiu-Jitsu black belts. I'd like to invite you to come in and check out our facilities for a free week of classes. Stop by 301 Hot Springs Road, number 5 in Carson City, or 1335 Air Motive Way in Reno. Visitors of all levels are always welcome. Go to bjjreno.com for the full class schedule.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it
KFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Getting closer to a new super and some budget wrangling. I'm John Potter for the noon news. Action was taken late yesterday for a new school superintendent in Washoe County. They decided against doing a costly national search and voted to interview Deputy Superintendent Tiffany McMaster for the job. That interview will take place May 12th. The board will then decide on naming her interim superintendent. She would then succeed the retiring Joe Ernst on July 8. Board President Adam Mayberry said McMaster has worked alongside Ernst and called her, quote, a very strong candidate. The board also approved bringing back those playground swings to new and updated schools, ending that 1999 ban. Meanwhile, in Carson City, the school board there went over their budget and authorized their superintendent to send out layoff notices if staff reductions need to be made. 6 social worker positions may be cut, down from the 12 they predicted earlier. The board was also informed that $3 million can be trimmed from the next fiscal year's budget. I'm John Potter for the noon news on 99.1 KKFT.
And if you're just checking in, 53 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. The three big things that you need to know. 1, a deadly hidden crash this morning off Kitski near Linden. A woman was left for dead. No word on the suspect vehicle. Over 270 aftershocks from Monday's earthquake near Fallon. The shaker was not near any known fault line. And a 6,000-seat soccer stadium could be coming to Reno. Developers filing permits for the plan as part of a larger proposed entertainment district near Kitski in Peckham. Meantime, it is our top national story this half hour. The U.S. military continues to blockade Iranian ports. That's as fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon continues.
Central Command now says that in the last 48 hours, 9 ships, which have left Iranian ports, then passed through the strait, have been intercepted in the Gulf of Oman and forced to head back. There is new talk that a second round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran could be happening in the next few days, with Iran's nukes a key issue. The ceasefire between the warring sides is set to expire in just under a week. Meanwhile, Israel continues to pound Iran-backed Hezbollah positions in Lebanon. 200 terror targets hit today in the southern part of the country. Israel's cabinet is meeting today to look at the possibility of a ceasefire on this front as well. In Tel Aviv, Greg Palgott, Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:18 as we continue right along here. And coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about gas prices and what one Democratic congresswoman from Las Vegas says she wants to do about it, and she says Democrats already had done about it, but President Trump did away with it. You'll be very interested to hear about that. Now with more, here's Phil.
Looking pretty darn good on the roads right now. No collisions to slow you down, just a whole bunch of construction. Like in Carson City on Roop Street between 5th and 2nd Street. It's closed till about 5 p.m. today while they do some resurfacing and sidewalk reworking in that area. It is 58 degrees in Sparks, 57 in Dayton, 61 degrees in Smith Valley, 44 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
We've got a change in the weather coming. Much colder for Thursday, windy ahead of that, but still looking for mild weather by the weekend. And a hard freeze coming on Friday morning. Temperatures dropping well into the 20s. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
and you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of nine brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The nine brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high quality, energy efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Pro soccer in Northern Nevada would be a first, and it took another step forward yesterday. More progress toward getting a new USL soccer franchise in Reno. A planning application has been turned in to remake 28 acres at the corner of Kitski and Peckham, replacing the strip mall that has Savers, King Buffet, and Grocery Outlet. The plans show the new pro soccer stadium seating 7,000 fans with a five-level parking garage. The next step to making it happen? Getting approved by the County Planning Commission in June and by the Reno Redevelopment Agency. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 KKFT.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And if you are just checking in, good afternoon to you. Greg Neft with you. 53 degrees right now at 1222. Nevada gas prices, they are easing up a bit, but unfortunately they are still quite high. The statewide average is now $4.97, which is 3 cents less than a week ago. Every little bit helps. AAA says the most expensive average price is right here in Washoe County, where it's now $5.30. The least expensive average price, you can find that in Elko County, $4.23 a gallon there. In Clark County, the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular, $5.02. Well, she says, don't blame Democrats for high prices at the pump. One member of the Nevada congressional delegation says their party tried to get people off their so-called gas habit. Her words.
With some of the highest gas prices in the nation and rising utility costs, Nevadans are asking Congress to provide some relief. Congresswoman Susie Lee, speaking to constituents at the town hall, said Republicans have used their control of both houses to undo years of progress on affordable clean energy.
Everything we did with the Inflation Reduction Act, all the investments that were really intended to help people make that initial investment to convert to renewable energy for their own homes, has been obliterated.
Republicans have pulled millions of dollars in social services grants. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Okay, a few things about that. First off, the Inflation Reduction Act actually caused gas prices to go up. Number two, a lot of people simply don't like electric cars and certainly didn't want to be forced into buying one. If you recall, during the waning days of the Biden administration, he signed a new EPA rule that would have mandated that every car, or at least 50% of all new cars sold in this country, well, they would have had to have been either electric or renewable, whatever that means. So Democrats, to say they're on board with getting gas prices lower, that's a Trojan horse. That's a very scary product. And for those people who are on the fence about saying, you know what, maybe Republicans aren't so good for this country, think long and hard if gas prices are a concern for you. Democrats were mandating that people get into renewable energy. Democrats were mandating that people buy electric cars. And Democrats were mandating that you give up your internal combustion engine, which I don't know about you, but I am certainly not willing to do. So you hear people like Susie Lee. She is a member of Congress. She's not our congressperson. Thank goodness. She's from the Las Vegas region. She is saying, oh, well, we had this Inflation Reduction Act. We had all these programs. We had all these tax credits. But here's the thing. These things didn't lead to lower gas prices. And now, look, I'll be fair. Yes, we are dealing with this war in Iran right now, and it is causing pain at the pump. I'm not blind. I certainly can see that. But for her and others in her party to say, well, we're the party of low energy prices, yeah, I don't quite see that. We'll hear more from this town hall that she held coming up in our next half hour. Meantime, Bags no longer fly free on Southwest, but you can bring wine along at no extra charge.
Starting April 24th, Southwest Airlines will allow West Coast passengers on certain routes to check a case of wine for free. It's their Sip and Ship program, and it's designed for wine enthusiasts flying out of California wine country. There is a case criteria that's one box with up to 12 bottles weighing a maximum of 50 pounds. Passengers will be able to check their wine at the ticket counter, and all bottles must be unopened. I'm Bree Tennis.
Now, excuse me, it's 12:26. To the latest now, to your health.
A long-term study is revealing that fluoride in drinking water has no negative health impact on the brain or IQ. Researchers followed thousands of Americans from when they graduated high school in the late 1950s until they were elderly and compared cognitive ability between people exposed to fluoride in water versus those who were not exposed. The findings published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences come at a time where there's debate on whether fluoride is harmful. California's attorney general says a major pharmacy chain is agreeing to pay millions in its role in the national opioid epidemic.
Attorney Rob Bonta says an agreement has been reached that will require Albertsons to pay $773 million. Albertsons chain, which includes Vons and Pavilions, are accused of failing to act to protect against the over-dispensing of addictive painkiller prescriptions. The deal was reached after multi-state negotiations. I'm Phil Farrar.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
To the latest now from our neighbors in Utah. A person was supposed to be a designated driver. He's now facing charges of driving drunk himself and, by the way, hitting 126 miles per hour. Fast car there. The Utah Highway Patrol says this happened early Sunday morning on a Salt Lake City area freeway. When they pulled the car over, the man behind the wheel said he was the designated driver and they just left the club. The 23-year-old appeared to be intoxicated, so he was arrested. His blood alcohol level later came back as 0.12%, over twice the legal limit in that state. Still pretty high. To the latest right now, to the latest on a Taste of Hollywood.
Turning loss into laughter.
In a darkened Broadway theater, actor-comedian Billy Crystal will invite folks to imagine they're in his home, number 860, his home for 46 years, a home that is no more. It burned to the ground last year in the LA wildfires.
These were the clothes I wore when I fled my house with my wife Janice, like so many of us did on January 7th. It was all I had, wore it for a week, plus an N95 mask. I looked like an evacuee or someone who had just robbed a 7-Eleven.
Crystal says 860 is a joyous, heartfelt visit about how with the love of family and friends and your inner strength, you can get through tough times.
Sean Adams reporting, Ye is putting an upcoming performance in France on hold.
Kanye West posted on X that, quote, after much thought and consideration, it is my sole decision to postpone my show. The 48-year-old rapper has been heavily criticized for making anti-Semitic remarks and voicing admiration for Adolf Hitler. Britain blocked the singer, also known as Ye, from entering the country due to his outbursts. Last year, he released a song called Heil Hitler. The record was banned by major streaming platforms, and West expressed regret for his conduct, blaming it on his bipolar disorder. Ross Cullen, Paris.
But this show is a go. Usher is teaming up with Chris Brown for a massive stadium tour this summer. They'll play more than 30 shows across North America starting June 26th in Denver. And that's entertainment. I'm Daria Albinger.
California may ban artificial stone countertops to protect workers from a deadly lung disease caused by inhaling dust. The disease, called silicosis, is caused by breathing in fine silica dust. California made dust-reducing rules permanent back in 2024. State officials will hear from affected workers in Sacramento tomorrow, but a vote on a possible ban not expected until at least May 21st. Now, if passed, California would be the first U.S. state to ban artificial stone. Australia banned it in 2024 after a major silicosis outbreak that sickened about 1,000 people. Who knew? FM News Talk 99.1 covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30. News, I'm John Saucier. Pope Leo making his way through Africa on an 11-day trip to speak about Christians and Muslims coexisting in the modern world. Before leaving Algeria for Cameroon, the Pope emphasized
All humans can live in peace and be respectful of each other's beliefs.
Although we have different beliefs, we have different ways of worshiping, we have different ways of living, we can live together in peace. And so I think that to promote that kind of image is something which the world needs to hear today.
The Pope has spoken out against the U.S. war with Iran. President Trump on Truth Social writing, Pope Leo is weak on crime and terrible on foreign policy. House Speaker Mike Johnson defending the president's comments.
A pontiff or any religious leader can say anything they want, but obviously if you wade into political waters, I think you should expect some political response, and I think the Pope's received some of that.
America's listening to Fox News.
FMnews.com, it is 12:31. No, it's not your imagination. If your monthly bills feel a little higher lately, you're not imagining it, as the average consumer spends over $1,000 a year on apps and streaming services.
A new report from the personal finance site CNET Money finds subscription prices for apps, streaming services, and cloud storage have climbed again this year as companies quietly raise monthly fees. The average household now pays for more than a dozen digital services, with many on auto-renew. Experts say the easiest way to cut costs is to check your phone and email for forgotten subscriptions, cancel trials before they roll over, and bundle any services when possible. A quick cleanup can save the typical family more than $200 a year. I'm Monica Nelson.
So check that Netflix subscription, will you? Well, word is that the latest technology news. Is there any gas savings on the horizon through tech? Let's find out right now with Matt Madison.
Waymo is now testing robo-taxis in London. For now, human drivers are behind the wheels as the Jaguar cars navigate 100 square miles of the city's complex roadways. London officials have not yet given Waymo permission to operate their 100 cars in a fully autonomous mode. Adobe says they fixed a zero-day hack that left many Acrobat apps vulnerable. It's not known who was behind the hack or how many people clicked on malicious PDF files over the past 4 months. However, it's possible the hackers were trying to steal data. YouTube says they'll dial down the ads when a live stream is getting a lot of attention. The company says that's especially true of live streams with lots of chat engagement. And Roblox is coming out with new kids accounts that will have censored content and chat turned off. The hugely popular game app has been subject to numerous lawsuits over allegedly not doing enough to protect children from harmful content. The new Roblox kids accounts will debut in June, and all users under age 9 will automatically be assigned to one. Tech Report. I'm at Mattinson.
Roblox. That's something I've not heard of yet. FMnews.com, 12:33.
Madness has taken over Reno. Teriyaki madness. Tired of tepid buffet foods under heat lamps? Fast food dragging you down? Well, you are what you eat. Teriyaki madness gives you fresh, delicious food made to order. Start with rice or noodles, pick your protein, and pile on your favorite veggies. Teriyaki will never be the same. 3 Virginia Street locations, just a walk away. Taste the madness, teriyaki madness.
Why pay more? Call 324 door. Going up, coming down, going up, coming down. That's the life of a poor garage door. Driving in, backing out, driving in, backing out. Bet you never think about your garage door.
Steve's Water Heater Installations. Yeah, this is Steve. What's more, I just want to say thank you for helping me keep my business rolling all throughout this area in Northern Nevada. Listen, I'm not just another lone wolf plumber. I got support. Now, I'm licensed. I'm insured. Problem with your plumbing? Call me. If I don't answer right away, that means that I'm probably underneath the house or I got my hands busy on a tool. I'm the smart choice. You can call me at 775-351-6047.
FM Top Weather. Brought to you by A Proper Fit. New sandals are in at A Proper Fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Tails, Dansko, Allegra, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A Proper Fit, Reno Town Mall. Gusty winds developing this afternoon. High 62 degrees. Winds west-southwest 20 to 30 miles per hour today. Coming up today at 5, Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
still shaking out by Fallon Way. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The earthquake near Silver Springs and Fallon late Monday made the record books. Looking over the last 60 years, seismologists with the UNR laboratory say it ranks at about the seventh biggest shaker we've had in Nevada. They also upgraded it to a 5.7. Today in Lyon County, bridge, water pipes, and buildings will continue to be inspected for damages, and the aftershocks continue well over 300 so far. About 20 have been higher than magnitude 3. At 10:34 this morning, a 3.4 shaker was recorded in the same area, 18 miles southwest of Fallon. Seismologists at UNR expect several more days of those aftershocks. Monday's 5.7 was connected to the Walker Lane system of faults. It stretches 600 miles along the Nevada-California border. The quakes are not unusual for our area. Nevada is the third most earthquake-active state in the country after California and Alaska. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 KKFT.
Your New News Business Update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are mixed in afternoon trading on strong bank earnings and as investors await any progress on an Iran deal. The Nasdaq is on track for its 11th straight session of gains, its longest winning streak in 4.5 years. While the S&P 500 has hit its first intraday record high since the U.S.-Iran war began and is on track for a record close. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are rallying for a second day, and Allbirds, a floundering shoe company once embraced by Silicon Valley's techies, is raising capital and moving into artificial intelligence computing infrastructure, and Wall Street is liking that move, with its stock jumping over 600%. And shares of Broadcom are popping 3%. The chipmaker is expanding its partnership with Meta Platforms to provide the Facebook parent with more custom artificial intelligence chips. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time, 12:37. Time right now for a moment with Mike Bosma, the principal with Keystone CPAs. Give them a call for all your tax and financial needs, 775-786-4900. Mike, today is tax day. In honor of that, I'd like to play a little bit of actuality for you, just a little bit.
The Trump administration has issued more refunds and larger refunds than in any year of the history of our country.
That was today at the White House. Mike, you know, today is tax day, and, you know, I'd like to talk to you about so much. We have so much to talk about today. The IRS, are they as busy as you are right now?
No, the IRS, they're hopping. They're down. Their workforce is down about 30% since Trump took over. So going from 100,000 employees to, you know, down to 70,000. So that's a significant hit. So they're hopping. Now, they don't extend their days, work weekends, or do any overtime. So what that means is they're busy. They're just not getting anything done.
Okay. If you could wrap your head around that paradox for just a second. But that doesn't mean they're any less meaner. I saw in an article this morning, the IRS chief, he says that they're going to use technology more than humans to come after you if you're a tax cheat.
I would challenge that, Greg, and let me say this. So he is saying, you know, technology. Like, you know, hey, if you're a cheerful giver, you give a lot of your wealth away, that they're auditing you. You know, isn't that for the public good to, you know, for wealthy people, those that are blessed to be able to give a chunk of what they have to charity, those in need? But now they're in the bullseye of the Internal Revenue Service saying, oh, have you ever, you know, and I'll say this, it's really draconian, Gray. It's terrible. So, you know, well-intentioned taxpayers are saying they're giving significant amounts of wealth away, and the IRS comes in and audits them. We're navigating about 100 audits for other CPA firms' clients through this charitable giving strategy. And they're like, oh, well, they forgot a word in your donee acknowledgement. You know, somebody, you know, dated this wrong, and now you're not entitled to a deduction. Now go to tax court to fight us. And that, it's terrible, Greg, because you can't even have a conversation with these people. They're just trying to move things off their desk, which means no deduction, no deduction, no deduction. You know, somebody else's problem.
Hmm. It sounds, as you say, quite draconian. But let me ask you this. For those people who have waited till the last minute to file and still plan to mail their tax returns in, their paperwork in, what's the deadline here? I mean, it's now, what do we got here? We got 12:40 p.m. here on tax day. That's Pacific time. When do you have to have it to the post office?
Technically, it has to be sent before midnight. Now, in years past, when I had people mailing their tax returns, I would go down to the Vassar Street post office and I'd open up the lid to see when the last pickup is. And that was typically 11:45 p.m. Okay. on tax day, you know, every day. But I don't know what it is now. I've not done that because I'm telling people, don't mail your tax return. File it electronically. You can do that through many different ways. But I think the reality is, if you're struggling trying to get this thing filed on time, just extend it. File a form 4868, a couple lines, really no big deal. Just mail it. If you have to mail something, mail that one to the IRS. You can also file that online, irs.gov. Mm-hmm. But, don't be scrambling. The deal is this. What I tell people is, if you miss that extension today and send it in tomorrow, you're going to take your tax, take 5% of that number, and that's what's due tomorrow. Just a 5% penalty for one day. You take that as your annualized interest rate, crazy time, just by missing for a day. So just extend it. It's not worth it.
Insane there. Yeah, if you don't do that. Let me play some other soundbite. This is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent at the White House.
Most importantly, it's been a great tax season for the American people. Thanks to promises made, promises kept, through the working families tax cuts, the president has delivered the record refunds.
And that's 45% of Americans who take advantage of the no tax on tips and overtime. In your professional opinion, has that made a difference?
Oh, it's absolutely made a difference. Primarily, Greg, because they didn't change the withholding taxes, the withholding tables for it. So what's happening is you have that as taxable income on your W-2 because you claimed your tips. Obviously, you claim your overtime. And then they withhold on that, but then you get an exemption on Schedule A-1 on your Form 1040, so you get the deduction. So you're withholding the tax, and then you get that back. That feels like a windfall. But reality, it's actually a bit of fluff, the section that you rolled just earlier, because it's a bigger refunds. Well, yes, because they withheld more relative to what you owed. So that means the government kept your money instead of you. Financial planners aside, I'd rather have control of my money rather than the government. You are getting bigger refunds because they're doing withholding on exempt income.
You should be on MythBusters. I love it. Thank you so much, Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs. Busy day for you. Good luck. It's almost over, and it's your Super Bowl, bro. I'm in awe of you.
It's fourth quarter, brother. Fourth
Absolutely. Quarter. And if they can help you, Keystone CPAs can help you. 775-786-4900. FM News Talk Time, 12:43.
Taking a look at your weather and traffic, we have a collision working right now, Highway 395 at Riverview Drive. It's on the southbound side in Gardnerville. Be careful as you pass through town in that area. No other collisions to tell you about. No other slowdowns due to traffic problems. I want to remind you that the southbound 580 airport off-ramp is closed to get to the airport. You'll need to take Plum Lane as an alternate route. It is 56 degrees in Spanish Springs and in Minden, 65 in Yerington, 46 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
We've got a change in the weather coming. Much colder for Thursday, windy ahead of that, but still looking for mild weather by the weekend. And a hard freeze coming on Friday morning. Temperatures dropping well into the 20s. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Capital Control Systems is your local expert in Generac generators and heating systems. From routine maintenance to full system upgrades, their team has you covered when it matters most. Call Capital Control Systems to schedule service for your Generac generator or heating system so you can be ready for the next storm. Go to nvgreenteam.com.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Spring is here, Reno, and if you're thinking about upgrading your backyard, now is the time. At Reno Outdoor Living, their delivery calendar fills up fast. From premium grills and pizza ovens to fire features, they help you get it right the first time. Don't wait until summer to wish you had started sooner. Go to renooutdoorliving.com and get on the schedule today. Reno Outdoor Living, where your backyard becomes the best room of the house.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Greg Neff with you in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. We continue to track the Fallon earthquake that happened earlier this week. Aftershocks still being felt and not felt. The UNR Seismology Lab says they're on it.
So there's a lot of faults that we can't see on the surface, but that doesn't mean that they're not there.
And that essentially is means that there was a fault that they didn't know about. That's Karen Bogolub with the Nevada Seismologist Laboratory there on the campus at UNR.
I started to feel the ground motion a little bit, and from where I was, it felt like very kind of slow rolling waves, and I actually felt a little bit nauseous, and that's when I was like, oh boy, an earthquake.
Yep, 270 aftershocks in the area. Could a merger between United and American Airlines be a reality?
The Big Four, American, United, Delta, and Southwest would become the Big Three. Neither company has commented on this. At many airports, United and American compete head-to-head.
Prices are high enough as they are. Of course, it's going to make it tougher for me and many other people. So I don't think it's a good idea.
Higher fuel prices have already caused some airlines to charge more for baggage, raise their prices, and lower the number of seats they offer to keep those prices high. This would have some of the same impacts. However, expect a major fight to block a merger. The merged airline might be required to give up certain routes that could cause smaller competing airlines to grow or new ones to arise.
Fox's Tom Vacker in San Francisco, getting closer to a new superintendent for Washoe Schools.
Took a pretty significant leap forward of identifying the deputy superintendent as a very strong candidate.
And that's Board President Adam Mayberry, who says Tiffany McMaster, that deputy superintendent, would be an excellent choice. Meantime, the board also signing off on a 10-year capital improvement project, which would mean a whole redo of Sparks Middle School and new playground equipment and shady areas for some other of the schools. A woman is dead after a hit-and-run crash this morning. Reno police say this went down just before 5 off Kitski near Linden and Gentry. The victim was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. No word on who hit her or what the suspect looks like. A 6,000-seat soccer stadium linked with a more than 300-room hotel, casino, and shops. That's the plan developers want to see as part of something called the Boulevard Reno Project, which they are slating for Kitski and Peckham. The permits filed for the project say it would span about 28 acres and would redevelop multiple parcels into a walkable destination with sports, dining, entertainment, and hospitality uses. Meantime, FM News Talk Election Center, another local leader making his pick for Nevada governor. We found out today that Carson City Sheriff Ken Furlong is endorsing Governor Lombardo for another stay in the executive mansion in Carson City.
While he does have that law enforcement background, it's much broader than that. It's health and welfare of everybody.
Nevada's primary is June 9th. That's Ken Furlong there. FM News Talk time, 12:51.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Is it too early to talk about football? I'm John Potter for the noon news. We're following Nevada Wolfpack football, of course. The boys wrapped up 15 practice sessions on Friday. The Wolfpack opens its season September 5th. The first game for the new season will be against Western Kentucky. We also got word that the Nevada men's basketball team is going to be hosting a summer camp this July. It's at the UNR campus. It's open to boys from 3rd to 6th grade. Session 1 of the camp is going to be from July 6th through the 9th. Session 2, July 13th through the 16th. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 KKFT.
The Pony Express not only carried mail, it also connected the West with national events. On November 7th, 1860, an extra pony run galloped out of Fort Kearney, Nebraska, arriving in a cloud of dust at Fort Churchill, Nevada, in a remarkable 7 days, 7 hours. Riders brought news of Abraham Lincoln's election and start of the Civil War. The news flashed by telegraph to San Francisco and up and down the Pacific coast. Lincoln is elected. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
The oath sworn by the Pony Express riders pledged that they were experts at their craft and would uphold the highest moral standard. Lincoln Heating is looking for additional technicians and installers of this same description who are willing to meet the high expectations of our customers. So, giddy up to the phone and give us a call at 359-1985 or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air Conditioning, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Hi, folks. John Potter here. I'm dying to meet my weekend listeners in Yerington. Saturday, I'll be doing my live and local show from the all-new Valleywide Co-op store. It's our first live show from Lyon County, and this new country store opens with kids fun, like fishing tank prizes. For everyone, a $3 meal deal, hourly raffles, and the ribbon cutting. Join us in Yerington at 15 US 95 Alternate, Saturday, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
every hour of every day. Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio on 99.1 KKFT.
And 92.3.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Talk Weather.
Brought to you by A Proper Fit. New sandals are in at A Proper Fit. Shop the largest selection of stylish sandals from Atrex, Birkenstock, Tails, Dansko, Allegra, and more. Feel comfort with style. You'll want to take them home. A Proper Fit, Reno Town Mall. Gusty winds developing this afternoon. High 62 degrees. Winds west-southwest 20 to 30 miles per hour today. Coming up today at 5, Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
And we do have 53 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios as we continue right along here on this midday show here. Glad that you are with us. Well, word is that a new trailer for Godzilla Minus Zero is out now. The film is a sequel to the critically acclaimed Godzilla movie, critically acclaimed Oscar-winning 2023 Japanese film Godzilla Minus One. Minus Zero takes place 2 years after the first film, with the trailer showing Godzilla in New York City. The first film brought in $116 million worldwide off a $15 million budget. Godzilla Minus Zero will stomp its way to theaters November 6th. No, it's not even around Thanksgiving, so it's kind of interesting there. If you're planning on getting a tattoo, more people are getting tattoos, as a matter fact, and tattoo artists say 2026 is all about personal expression as AI-assisted custom designs are booming along nostalgic 90s and Y2K themes.
Some call it skin art, others may just call it ink. But new findings say one-third of Americans have tattoos, and they want their ink to tell a story, whether it's a portrait of their pet or their mom. The most reliable national figures come from the Pew Research Center, which found 32% of U.S. adults have at least one tattoo. The research says 38% of women have some body art, while 27% of men do. And based on global search volume, the butterfly tattoo is the single most popular tattoo design in the world. I'm Monica Nelson.
FM News Talk Time, 12:57. Earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about a town hall that Las Vegas area Congresswoman Susie Lee held over gas prices. She made a very interesting comment. I want to go back to that.
Everything we did with the Inflation Reduction Act, all the investments that were really intended to help people make that initial investment to convert to renewable energy for their own homes, has been obliterated.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because gas prices were on the rise thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, if you recall. Now, yes, the war in Iran has raised gas prices, and they've raised them to an extreme level. But before we got into this scuffle, you might remember gas prices were way down, and they were dropping. As a matter of fact, there were some parts of Washoe County that you could actually get gasoline for under $3 a gallon. That's even with the RTC fee. So to blame Republicans for their not backing your green energy initiative there, Susie, you're way off base there. It was interesting. During this town hall, a number of speakers there said the same thing.
Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill took away existing tax credits that would help families heat and cool their homes more efficiently. Also, tax credits for weatherization and solar panel installation.
It would have also banned natural gas. No, thank you. See, here's the thing. If you think that Democrats are on your side when it comes to gas prices, you better think again. They'll go even higher. And that's just a fact. Don't believe me. believe the numbers in the supply chain. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Midday News, the news at noon right here on KKFT. So glad that you joined us today. We will be back tomorrow before you know it, talking about everything that's going on in Northern Nevada. And if it is in Northern Nevada, we are on it. That is our promise to you. For Phil, for John, for everybody here at KKFT, I'm Greg Gift. Make it a great day, everyone. Talk tomorrow.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.